Nolte, increasingly unstable media demand blackout of Trump's coronavirus briefings. By John Nolte on March 22, 2020. America's increasingly unstable and dangerous establishment media are calling for a full blackout of President Trump's daily coronavirus press conferences. Think about that for a moment. For the first time since World War II, for the first time in nearly 80 years, Americans have no idea what their country will look like a year from now. And the corporate media want to impose a full blackout on the daily briefings the American president is making to the American people. There's a lot of jokes out there about the hypocrisy of how this demand is coming from the same media that had a tantrum over the White House canceling the daily press briefings. But this time we're talking about something so much more than hypocrisy. We are currently in the middle of global pandemic, a state of siege that, in just 2 weeks, has shut down our economy and locked many of us up in our homes, either by government decree of just plain old fear, and in a time of national crisis, the left-wing fascists in the media want to use their corporate monopoly to put a stop to the President of the United States communicating directly with the American people who elected him. Please go back and read that sentence again. Even if you do, here it is again. In a time of national crisis, the left-wing fascists in the media want to use their corporate monopoly to put a stop to the President of the United States communicating directly with the American people who elected him. Maybe we're so used to media tantrums, to their childish and hyper-partisan behavior, that this anti-American power grab just sounds like just another tantrum, but it's not. Not even close. There are people out there, people taken seriously by the establishment as thought leaders, who, during an unprecedented crisis, want, this is not an exaggeration, to stop the President of the United States from communicating with the United States. One of the chief cheerleaders cheerleading for his unprecedented corporate power grab works for a news outlet that just adopted the slogan, "Democracy Dies in Darkness." Margaret Sullivan is a media columnist for the far-left Washington Post. And what she's calling for is worse than a total blackout on Trump's ability to communicate with us. She then wants a handful of these multinational media corporations to, again, this is not an exaggeration, pick and choose the information from the president that Americans will be allowed to hear. Radical change is necessary. The cable networks and other news organizations that are taking the president's briefings as live feed should stop doing so, she writes, before getting to the rub. Should they cover the news that's produced in them? Of course. Thoroughly and relentlessly, with context and fact-checking built into every step and every stage. In other words, corporations will decide what the public needs to know, not the public's elected president. It is no exaggeration to say that this is exactly like something right out of a dystopian movie where large corporations have taken over everything. The Washington Post is owned by no less than Jeff Bezos, the man who owns Amazon.com, which is one of the most powerful and disruptive multinational corporations the world has ever seen. What's more, and this is important, Amazon is a corporation that stands to exponentially expand its already vast wealth, power, and influence the more the American people are afraid to go outside, to go to the store. Good God. Naturally, the Washington Post is not alone. The calls to blackout Trump's ability to communicate directly with the country are coming from The Atlantic, NBC News, The Boston Globe, The Nation, former Obama officials, and naturally CNN's Brian Stelter retweeted Sullivan's piece out to the world. If that's not frightening enough, the whole idea apparently began with Jay Rosen, a so-called NYU journalism professor. And it's not just corporate greed powering this frightening call to blacklist the American president. Let me tell you this. It is no accident this insidious and un-American idea arrived the day after a number of polls showed a clear majority of the public approving of Trump's handling of the Wuhan virus. As those polls were released, can you imagine the rage and impotent frustration throughout every corporate newsroom in New York and D.C. as reality once again proved the bubbled media have lost their ability to move the needle of public opinion? For the past 3 weeks, the corporate media have been united in launching a legion of coronavirus lies at Trump, all in the hopes of turning the Chinese virus into Trump's Katrina, only to watch all that effort, hope, and malevolence meet a Trump approval rating of 55%. So of course these utterly deranged, embittered, and fascist monsters want to stop the president from communicating with the public. Never forget that the media are a cult. They all think, talk, and believe exactly alike. And when their sacramental belief in themselves is threatened, they become nothing less than unstable and dangerous. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.